previously on Alcoa FM Breakfast.
David Guetta and Usher on Alcoa FM Breakfast with Wayne Lee and Charlie T. It's cool without you. It is 7:36 on your Tuesday morning. Good morning.
Listen, years ago, one of my favorite movies, it's called Into the Dragon with Bruce Lee. It was one of his first martial arts movie. And one scene in particular that I really envied was a snake scene when he was eye to eye with the snake and he just grabbed it quickly. And then? So cool, that moment.
Oh, he just grabbed it and then looked at it and whispered, I love you.
He put it in the bag and he released it. It was quite cool.
Very strange. Okay.
You see where I'm going to with this conversation.
Yeah, no, I see where you're going with this conversation. We've got a guest in the studio this morning. I've never met him in my life. However, I have heard of him. And if you live in Cobejo, Nelson Mandela Bay, you've probably also heard of his name, because whenever there's a reptile or whenever there's a snake that appears, well, everyone goes, who do we call? We call Mark Marshall. And it happened to us a couple of weeks ago, Lee.
Yeah.
You, in fact, we spoke about this on air. You walked into your home. Well, you didn't get to the front door because there was something.
It was at night. It was at night. We have to say it was.
So there's several things at play here, Mark. We do have to admit the reason for the invitation is twofold. One, because we need to congratulate you on something that's happened, a little development in your snake-catching career. But secondly, it was really quite self-serving, I have to admit. I had posted about said snake that was found on my strip to your Facebook page.
Yes,
And that post was removed. I asked admin twice why it was removed, because there were some helpful comments coming through and I was reading them, and then poof, it was gone.
Yeah.
And I didn't receive a response from admin, and then I thought, well, we'll just get Mark into studio.
Then I can answer it. No problem. Yeah.
So there was this night adder on my front doorstep. So I live out in Thornhill.
Yes.
And it's pitch black.
Yeah.
And luckily, when I arrived home that evening, my front doorstep light was on. My husband had left it on. And I was actually quite relieved. I was like, oh, thank goodness he left it on, because my headlamp battery is dead.
Yes.
Walked towards the front door, lo and behold, an enormous night adder. Beautiful creature.
Oh, yes.
So the most magnificent markings, but it was, I mean, to say jarring would be a grave understatement. Walked towards the front door. I backtracked so quickly. I don't know how I made it back into my car. And when I, you know, came down, the adrenaline, like I nearly burst into tears, because I was so thankful that the light was on, because had the light not been on, I would have fumbled for the key. That's the snake Wayne's showing you.
Yes.
But you would have seen it on your... Is it a path?
Yeah, it's a path. Okay. Yes.
And I just thought if the light was off, I would have, in all probability, stepped on it or just been there a little bit too long in its space, because it was a quite, you know, it's a confined space, the little strip.
Yeah.
And with me fumbling for the keys, and I often drop them and bend down to pick them up, and I just don't know what would have happened if that light was off. But that being said, Mark, you know, having shared the story with lots of people, the outcome is that there seems to have been a lot of snake sightings this past season all across Nelson Mandela Bay. What is the reason for that? What was different about the season?
We had, I don't know if you realize that, we obviously were in a drought, but now all of a sudden we had a bit of rain. And the rain has obviously made a lot more grass and seeds available, which means a lot more rodents available, especially in the urban area, which means a lot more snakes available too to eat those rodents. So that's why we are getting snakes. I mean, Cape Cobras, for example, in a season we'd get, say, 5, probably. We had 16 in 1 week. That came out of PE at the moment.
16 in 1 week.
Mark, is that weather related as well? Because we are heading to colder conditions, so the stoops are warm.
Our weather here is terrible for our snakes, because normally a snake will go summer. Okay, it's getting cold. Let's start going into a little bit of the quiet time. Winter, let's be dead quiet. But now all of a sudden we've got, like today, a bergwind.
Yeah.
We've got cold, then hot. Mm. And if it's hot for 3 days, guaranteed the fourth day, I'm going to get puff at a call out.
Okay, so we don't want it to get hot. Yeah.
You want the weather to be predictable and to be smooth. You don't want irrational weather.
You don't
the minute you have that, you get snakes. Always.
Mark,
Yeah. We were talking, sorry, you can get there, Charlie. We were talking off air just before we went on air now. Like, I mean, immediately whenever I think of a snake, your name comes to my mind.
There are
obviously phone calls you've received at all times.
In fact, it's not Mark's first time at this building. He was called out.
Just outside.
Just outside the Algo FM building.
I remember that. We also had a puff at a year at Algo FM. I mean, some of the weird call outs that you've received. You don't have to tell us who.
plenty. I mean, once also in Motherwell, a remote control car behind the door.
A
remote controlled car. The minute the car's battery kicked in, it spun the motor a bit. And then obviously that was a puff.
Like a toy car.
Yeah. Ooh. A little remote controlled car. And then I think the worst one is you got to realize where I like snakes. So obviously I pitch up at a house with extreme excitement to catch a snake. But the person, I always say they love to see me, but they hate the reasons why they have to see me.
Yeah.
So that's it. So I'm excited and everything. And the ladies obviously besides themselves because they're worried that, and not just ladies, husbands sometimes sitting on the couch too, okay? And then I get in there, and the worst one was obviously a pair of ladies' underwear behind a couch, behind a drawer, pulled it out, and there it was.
Ooh.
That apparently was this big vicious snake.
Ooh.
I even once had to catch a big bird poo inside a lounge too. That was a snake. It's amazing. When someone sees something, boom, then all of a sudden the fear of snake kicks in, and that's where the calls come in.
Wayne had said over and over and over when we eventually booked you, he kept saying, listen, Cornelius, I don't want any surprises. If Mark rocks up here with a snake, you know, as for entertainment value or whatever,
I'm out. Count me out. I brought no snakes today. I'm completely
I'm very happy with that.
Empty-handed today.
Mark, let's say I'm in the valley. Yeah. Just below us here in the Barker's Valley. I'm walking, right?
Yes.
And all of a sudden, I come across a snake. It's eyeballing me.
Yeah.
I'm eyeballing the snake.
Yeah.
I'm frozen, paralyzed.
Yes.
What do I do in that moment? I can't reach my phone to call someone. What is the best and safest way to neutralize that situation?
Just literally walk away quietly. Or walk around.
Mark, you say something important about quietly.
Yes.
Does it really matter if you scream or not? Because they're deaf.
Yeah, they don't care about the noise.
Because I was thinking, if my first reaction is,
it's the movement. They don't worry about the sound. It's the movement. Like in your case with that puffada, had it been a very, very dark area and you had no lights on and you walked up to that puffada and you got too close, that puffada would not have bitten you. It actually would have warned you first. You would have got this huge big puff. And then you would have gone, he's warning you. So
what's the puff? Is
they have
a
safety
zone.
It's a loud hiss.
Very
loud hiss.
That would have freaked me out even more.
Probably about 5 meters away, you can hear that. It's so loud.
And he
would have done that. So all the talks I do with puff adders, I actually put a puff adder down on the table. And then I explain to the people that's dead quiet. And the next minute, you get into its safety zone and it just erupts with this puff.
So move,
it has to warn you first.
Move away quietly, backwards away
from
it.
Just backwards or take a selfie out. Take a nice photo. And
take a nice photo.
Like Lee did in her situation.
I know my neighbour did.
Did your neighbour do that? Okay, but I've got a question here. In Lee's situation, what is the best thing to do in a situation like that?
Okay, so what I did do was back off and get into my car and phone my neighbour, who then called security.
See, that was the wrong thing to do.
Oh.
Because what happens if that snake escaped somewhere in your garden or you had the door open, it got into your house, you don't know where it was.
Losing eye contact, basically.
Yeah. So when a snake catcher like myself gets there, where's the snake? Oh, it was over there somewhere by the door.
You've got to
watch where that snake goes. And just remember, that snake is not going to ever get up and chase you and attack you. It's actually just going to sit there more surprised than what you are.
I have to disagree with you, Mark. Did you watch the movie Anaconda?
No, that's a lot of nonsense.
So what is the right thing? What should I have done?
You could have just backed off a little bit, obviously, so you feel safe and also the snake does, then phone somebody. But keep your eye on the snake until someone gets there. That's the best
thing. Mark, I kept my eye on the snake through my windscreen.
Okay, as long as you saw it, it's fine.
Talking about windscreens, is it true, and what happens when, because it is cold now, and a lot of people have been saying post-snake encounter that, you must be careful now because it can end up in your engine or under tires or whatever.
Yeah, I caught a snake the other day in someone's car in the engine, and because it was in their garage, and obviously the snake decided to crawl around and up the tire into the engine. So I wouldn't worry about it. Whether it's hot or cold, the snake's going to end up in your engine. You know, I mean, people...
But it can't go into the car.
It can, yes.
Into the actual car.
If it can get into the engine and get into the car.
Somebody a while ago drove over a rum course in Port Alfred wanting to kill the snake. And the snake, what happens is when you drive over a snake, your Comex vacuum underneath and sucks the snake in, actually. So the snake ended up in his engine, then came through his foot pedals onto his lap, basically, whilst he was driving. So that's what happens. So,
Mark, listen, Cornelius is pushing us. We could chat to you over and over. Before we get into the show, can I just ask, what does one do, particularly in this season, as you say, you know, with the rains and all the rodents and whatever?
Yeah.
How do you deter or dissuade snakes around your property? Because there's so many things. I'm sure you've heard.
Yes,
people talk about Jay's fluid and petrol. Diesel, and people
certain plants.
Yes. And burnt.
No,
cold.
Nothing works. Don't plant, say, lavender, wild garlic. I found puffadders mating a lavender bush before, so it's not going to happen. So don't worry
about
that. Nothing actually worked except the fact that you've got to just keep aware of what's going on, and you've got to just watch your animals. Your cats and your dogs often turn around and just give a giveaway of what's going on.
So not even cats can catch them or...
Oh, they do. Cats are brilliant with catching snakes.
Okay, but
they bring snakes into your house
you.
That's
a trophy. It's a trophy.
Yeah, in Miramar, there's a cat that's, I think, 4 times brought a puffhead into the house. So just remember, they can do that. Watch your animals. Watch what you do. Watch where you walk. Watch where you pick up things. And
Mark, keep an eye out. Time is against us now. You've got a new show. How did it come about? Were you approached? Tell us about the show and where can we watch it?
I've got the Facebook page, obviously, and I do the Sandile Kids talks at the schools and everything. But you've always got to take it a little bit step further. People want to see, Mark, we're tired of just seeing pictures. We want to know, what do you do with it? What about the snake? How does it move? All that kind of stuff. So I wanted to go do something TV-wise. But then Bron and Polly came along, and then all of a sudden they said, okay, we can do this, that. Let's try it. And I tried it, and boom, it was awesome. So I'm very, very happy. So I really like it because I don't like the normal education, not education, where people do the dramatization with snakes, where they got to grab it, neck it, put it in a pillowcase. I don't like that. Yeah. I like to show them, listen, this is a buffet. It is dangerous. It knows it's dangerous, but it's also going to give you a warning before it's going to bite you. It's not just going to kill you straight away. You
know? So, Mark, it's Nature Guide on the People's Weather Channel, on the Open View Channel 115. It starts on the 27th of May. Viewers can immerse themselves along with you and just, you know, you captivate them around, first of all, your passion and your love for snakes. I know we've got to go. We've got to get you back. I'd love to know, for instance, you know, where did it start? How did you get into it? Where did your love for snakes begin? What are your credentials? And also, I just have to tell you, I don't know if anyone's ever told you this, but you're literally like our very own Steve Irwin.
You even dressed up. You even dressed up like him.
The voice, the look, everything.
He copied me.
I hope you don't have the same demise.
But listen, thank you for the work that you do. I know you do a lot of work after hours. If people phone you, they're in panic stations, they need help, they need assistance from a professional, and you seem to guide people along that. So looking forward to the show as well. But Lee's right. I think we need to bring you back into the studio for part two.
So I just need to say quickly, where do people get hold of you? Should people encounter a snake? For those who don't know, Mark Marshall is your guy. There's no other option. But how do they get hold of you? Do they go onto your Facebook page?
If you phone, obviously you can phone me directly, but sometimes I'm teaching, so obviously my phone's off or something, but always WhatsApp me. I'll always look at my WhatsApps and I'll always reply to a WhatsApp. So please,
and try not to kill the snake, because that's the first thing.
Don't kill the snake. Okay? Like, people send me a photo of a dead snake and they say, what snake is this? I say, it's a dead snake.
Mark, do people pay for your service? Because I would imagine they'd have to. I mean, you're driving out to Motherwell, to Thornhill.
A lot of times I don't turn around and say, listen, it's going to cost you this much to get out to go out and catch a snake. Because remember, for that person, it's actually an emergency. So that's why I'll get there, and they often give cash donations for the petrol, but sometimes if it's very, very far or corporate, then obviously we charge.
So many people begging us to bring you back. Mandy says, tell Cornelius to take a chill pill. We're not worried about time. We need to listen to Mark. And there is a voice
note. There is a voice note I'm going to play for you over here. Yeah, Mark's got his headphones on. Let's have a listen.
My boy once got a little toy snake, a green one, when he was in a kindergarten. And he played with it at home, whatever, and it ended up in the bushes. And after a few years, my garden engineer decided to put the snake on the trampoline. And when my husband was away, my little boy came and called, "Mommy, Mommy, there's a snake on the trampoline." So obviously got the dog in the house, and then I phoned Mark Marshall. He was releasing snakes in the Bavians at that moment in time. So I got somebody else to come. And I just mustered up the courage, because that snake was lying very still. And when the snake, I took a long stick, and then I poked at the stick. And then when I poked it hard enough and I turned it over, it said "Made in China." So it was a rubber snake that got us so wound up.
Listen, Lindy says in New Bethesda you've got a counterpart, and he's called Winston. So she says he's their snake guy out in New Bethesda. But Mark, you're incredible, and your energy is just fantastic. I'd love to ask you next time when you come, please tell us, out of the four of us, who displays characteristics of a snake out of all four of us? Which one of our four of all four of us would you say is most scaly?
Believe it or not, we are all scary, to be honest with you. Are reptilian, because we like to defrost. We like to sit nice and cozy. Yeah. Everyone often says, "Why did the steak do this?" I says, "Wouldn't you do it?"
Yeah.
Wouldn't
you want some warmth, you want comfort, you want to eat.
The other night, two nights ago, I caught a big snake underneath on a couch, underneath somebody's pillow on the couch. In Mangold Park, his dog was barking at the couch. It was just watching TV, and it's like, "No man, what are you barking at?" So he phoned me anyway as a precaution. I went there, lifted up the cushion, and there's a huge big snake sitting next to him watching TV. And he said, "Why is it there?" And I said, "Well, wouldn't you like to sit and watch TV with
Listen, Mark's Facebook page, for those who are asking on Telegram, is Sandula Conservation. That's S for sugar, A-N for Nelly, D-U-L-A, Conservation, hyphen Mark Marshall. Sandula Conservation, Mark Marshall. That's his Facebook page. You can find all his details on there, and we'll definitely have Mark back. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the chat, Mark. Wonderful.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you very much.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.